Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're venturing into a really fascinating area where political winds meet, well, the currents of the stock market. We're going to explore how the perceived chance of a presidential election outcome can actually influence stock prices.
Right.
And not just broadly, but for specific companies based on their, political connections. Think of it like uncovering a hidden layer of what moves the market.
Exactly. And for this exploration, we're digging into some pretty compelling research. It's a paper called Political Capital, subtitled Real-Time Electoral Probabilities and the Value of Corporate Political Alignment.
Okay.
By Aktuz and Tarul, just out this April 2025. And their approach is really insightful. They combine data from blockchain prediction markets.
Like Polymarket.
Polymarket, yeah, and predict it too, with corporate political donation records from Open Secrets. This is all focused around the 2024 campaign.
Okay, so our mission today, for you listening, is to understand exactly how these real-time shifts, these moment-to-moment changes in a candidate's odds, can create winners and losers in the stock market.
Mm.
And the surprising thing, it seems to often boil down to which political party a company tends to back financially. We're talking about market reactions that can be, well, surprisingly fast, and effects that stick around.
Yeah, quite persistent.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. The central question the researchers tackled was, how do these live changes in election odds hit the stock prices of companies with different political leanings?
Right.
And maybe more importantly, why should you care about this?
Well, it really gets to the heart of understanding market drivers beyond just the usual suspects like, earnings reports or economic forecasts.
Sure.
We tend to focus there. But this research really shines a light on the, I'd say, significant role of political expectations. For you, wanting to be well-informed, these are kind of the aha moments.
Yeah.
Seeing how seemingly unrelated political stuff can have very real financial ripples.
Absolutely. Now, the way they got their data is, well, pretty clever, I think. They didn't just rely on traditional polls. Tell us a bit more about Polymarket and Predictit. Why are they so useful here?
Yeah, the use of these blockchain prediction markets is fascinating. So imagine platforms like Polymarket and Predictit, but instead of stocks, people trade contracts on whether political events will happen.
Okay.
In this case, the 2024 presidential election. And the scale is, frankly, remarkable.
Huh.
The research notes over $3.6 billion traded just on Polymarket for these election contracts.
Wow. $3.6 billion.
Yeah. So this constant trading gives you a live, high-frequency pulse of what the market collectively expects. And because they run on these decentralized systems, fueled by people putting actual money down.
Skin in the game.
Exactly, skin in the game. They tend to be less prone to some biases you might see in polls. They offer a more dynamic, maybe even more accurate, reflection of shifting probabilities. It's like seeing where the money's really flowing based on political predictions.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not just opinion, it's backed by money. And then the other piece was Open Secrets. How did that let them link companies to parties?
So Open Secret is a great resource for tracking money in politics.
Mm-hmm.
The researchers looked at donation records from 2020 to 2024.
Okay.
They looked at where corporations and their related groups sent their contributions.
Mm-hmm.
By analyzing that pattern, they could basically classify companies, generally Republican-leaning if most donations went that way, or Democrat-leaning otherwise.
Right.
And this let them connect those real-time swings in election odds from the prediction markets to the stock performance of companies with these different political profiles.
Okay, so they've got the live political odds. They've got the companies sorted by donation patterns. What did they actually find when they crunched the numbers? Let's get into those key findings.
Well, the first really striking thing is just how fast the market reacted. Looking at hourly data. Hourly, yeah. They found that when Donald Trump's probability of winning went up, Republican-affiliated companies started seeing positive stock returns within just 3 hours.
3 hours? That's,
yeah.
That's incredibly quick.
It really is. And these positive returns seemed to peak around 18 hours after that probability shift. We're talking about roughly a 0.15% gain for every 1 percentage point increase in Trump's perceived odds.
Okay, so a noticeable fast bump for Republican-linked stocks.
Mm.
What about the Democrat-affiliated companies in that immediate time frame? Any reaction?
Interestingly, no. The Democrat-affiliated firms didn't show any significant immediate response, positive or negative, when Trump's odds improved, which suggests the market was very rapidly pricing in potential upsides for Republican-leaning companies based on just a perceived shift in the political winds. It's almost like the market was thinking, okay, if this candidate looks more likely, these companies might benefit.
Right, a potential policy shift or something. Okay, so that's the lightning fast reaction. But did these effects last, or did things just even out after a day or so?
Ah, that's where it gets even more interesting, looking longer term. When they switched to analyzing the data on a daily basis, a more complex picture showed up.
Okay.
While the Republican-affiliated firm's stock prices seemed pretty resilient, the Democrat-affiliated firms actually started to see a negative hit to their stock prices. This started around day 15 after an increase in Trump's election probability.
Day 15, so a definite lag.
A lag, exactly. And it wasn't just a blip. This negative effect persisted for about 2 months. And the size was roughly a 0.3% decline for every 1 percentage point increase in Trump's odds.
So a delayed but quite persistent negative impact for the Democrat-leaning companies when Trump's odds went up. What about the other way around? Did the Republican firms take a similar hit if Trump's probability dropped?
Not really, based on this analysis, and that highlights a really interesting asymmetry.
Right.
It's almost as if having that political alignment with a candidate whose odds are improving acts like a kind of, well, maybe insurance is a good way to put it.
Insurance. Yeah, I see that. Like
Yeah.
a buffer.
Exactly. A buffer against negative market sentiment when the political news seems to favor that side. The downside risk seems more concentrated on the companies politically aligned against the candidate gaining probability.
That's a really neat way to think about it, political alignment as a form of insurance. Now, they didn't just rely on Polymarket data for this, right? They checked it.
Correct. Yeah. Crucial step for robustness.
Yeah.
They redid the daily analysis using the data from Predict-It, the other prediction market,
Yeah.
and the results held up. Same basic pattern. That gives you more confidence that this isn't just some weird quirk of one specific platform.
Okay, so consistency across different prediction markets.
Okay.
Good. The paper also mentioned something called a dose-response relationship. Can you break that down?
Yeah, sure. So think of it like this. Instead of just putting companies in two buckets, Republican or Democrat, they looked at the strength of the leaning.
How much they leaned one way or the other.
Exactly. They created a continuous measure based on the proportion of political donations going to Republican groups versus Democrat groups. And what they found was basically the more heavily a company leaned Republican, the more positive the stock price reaction was when Trump's election probability increased, especially over that longer time frame we talked about. And conversely, the stronger the Democrat leaning, the more negative the impact tended to be.
So it wasn't just if you leaned one way, but how much? Can you quantify that difference?
They estimated that fully Republican-affiliated firms saw about 1.2% higher stock prices compared to fully Democrat-affiliated firms
Okay.
for each percentage point increase in Trump's probability. This difference emerged after about 45 days and seemed to peak around day 75.
Wow, 1.2% difference just based on donation patterns. That's pretty substantial.
It is, yeah, a noticeable gap based purely on how their political contributions lined up.
But you hinted this dose response finding was maybe a little less statistically solid than the simple two-bucket approach. Any idea why?
Yeah, that's an interesting point they raise. They suggest it might be because the market doesn't necessarily read these donations in a perfectly straight line, a linear way.
Meaning.
Well, maybe beyond a certain threshold of giving, extra dollars donated don't signal an equally stronger connection in the eyes of the market. It's possible the market registers, okay, this company leans heavily Republican, but it doesn't make a huge distinction between very Republican and extremely Republican based purely on donation amounts.
Ah, I see. Like diminishing returns on signaling political alignment through cash, perhaps.
Something like that, yeah. Non-linearities.
Okay. Now, this feels like a good moment to really stress something. This research, it's purely observing market behavior, right? It's not saying anything about whether these donations are good or bad or taking political sides.
Absolute critical point, yes. The analysis is strictly an impartial report on the research findings. It's about understanding how the market reacted to political information in relation to corporate political alignment. It is definitely not an endorsement of any political view or any company's donation strategy. Purely observational.
Got it. So, pulling this all together, what are the main takeaways for our listeners? Why should someone trying to stay informed pay attention to this kind of study?
Well, I think there are a few angles. For investors, it suggests that political information, specifically these real-time election odds, can actually be a valuable factor. Another piece of the puzzle in understanding potential stock moves, especially, during election seasons when uncertainty is high.
Adds a political risk dimension.
Exactly. For companies, it really underscores that their political engagement, visible through donations, isn't just optics. it can have tangible financial consequences, something to factor into their broader risk management. And just for anyone interested in how markets work, it's a fascinating look at how quickly and how specifically political expectations can get baked into asset prices.
So to really boil it down, a company's political leanings, shown by its donations, seem to significantly shape how its stock price reacts to shifts in presidential election odds. And these effects pop up fast, sometimes within hours, and can linger for weeks. It really highlights how intertwined politics and finance have become, especially in, well, what feels like a pretty polarized environment these days.
Precisely. And that leads to a really interesting final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. Just how deeply are our financial markets woven into the political fabric? What could that mean for long-term investment strategies? Or even how companies choose to behave politically?
Right.
And beyond politics, what other non-financial factors might be subtly shaping the value of the companies you invest in or, you know, interact with every day? Definitely some food for thought there.
Indeed it is. A fascinating deep dive into that surprising nexus of politics and the stock market. Thanks for joining us for this exploration.